So you guys ready? We can go ahead and start.
Born ready.
We may pick up Marcus.
There's no preparation for this.
No, not at all. Just make sure you have a beverage in hand, pretty much.
Oh man, I'm 1 XP away from leveling.
Nice. Well, you might do so now. So welcome back to Pig Smoke. We are going into session 9 and we will do the pre-session bookkeeping. So who wants to do some more research into their publishing? I believe some of you have some publishing tracks. And
oh boy.
If not publishing, if anyone wants to teach, let's go ahead and start with you there, Joshua.
Can we do both or is it one or the other?
One or the other.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with teaching then.
All right. Go ahead and teach for us this week then. Let's see how you do.
We are teaching on trans-dimensional real estate properties and ziggurat schemes that go with them, which are like pyramid schemes, but older.
There you go. So, plus charisma.
Oh, heck, I need to hit roll 20 up. Sorry.
All right, it'd help if I open that, too.
All right, I don't feel so bad. I was getting ready to roll these physical dice, and I forgot we don't do that here.
I'm not opposed to physical dice if people would prefer to roll those.
You should tell me that 30 seconds ago. This is still on Action Movie World.
Yep. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's the same tabletop. I just changed the front a little bit. Here we go. Let's go back to our campus. Campus.
And all my macros are set up for that, though. All right. Physical dice for now. That is a total of 10.
No problem. Tell us how your teaching goes.
Everyone is, because tuition's coming due, everyone is raptly paying attention on any way that they might be able to get extra money from our friends below. So they are just hanging on my every word and frantically recording and scribbling papers.
All right. And that sounds good. And let's go to Logos. Are you teaching or are you doing research?
Research is for nerds.
Okay.
I will be teaching. Wapow! Yeah, I succeed.
All right. So go ahead and explain how your teaching goes, and then I'll tell you what the not achieving a 10 does.
Oh, yes. So we are exploring how to trick demons, because they've been popping up quite a lot lately, and I've gotten a lot of first-hand experience on how to get into their minds and go, oh, wow, kind of like a bull in a china shop. So, yep. And we have, given that I have an adjoining office space, with Mr. Wait, where's Solomon? No Solomon?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yes, given I have an adjoining office space with Solomon, I stole one of his little demons.
And, son of a bitch.
And we're practicing on him.
Sounds good. Part of the trickery began with the stealing of the demon in the first place, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, coming up at the end of the class is a small procession of your students who come in looking a little shy, staring down at their feet, and the aw shucks kind of thing, saying, and their leader, a very young blonde girl named Tabitha, newly arrived in the school, but gaining some acclaim with her academics, as she's not a half bad enchantress at all. Steps forward, well, more like pushed forward by her crowd, and doesn't quite meet your eye and says,
Professor, as you know, the winter's ball is coming up. It's a really big thing for us on campus, and we're supposed to select the teacher that we would best like to be the chaperone for the ball. And our group has selected you, sir, and would like to know if you do us the honors of being our teacher representative this year.
I will raise both my eyebrows, and then I will have that indulgent smile, like, oh yes, this is the reward for all my hard work in saving all these students. And we'll go, yes, child. Why did you select me?
Well, you are, as you know, sir, there is something of a competition that is well-founded in the schools, where the chaperones are often judged on those that are the best dressed and the most witty and, the most charismatic of the teachers involved. And, sir, we thought you had the best shot of winning it this year because, of course, the college that does the best in this, we get a little extra credit for the final exams.
Absolutely, dear Tabitha. However, I'm going to ask you to do something for me.
There's a groan collectively from the students. Yes, Professor?
So, I have noticed that quite a lot of your incoming class is now sadly missing. So, I wish to help combat this. And I want your help in organizing, a student club for survivalists. So that way we have less of a horrific winnowing.
Yes, sir. We have been discussing the rising mortality rate amongst students, up 4% from last year, sir.
Yes. Not all growth is good growth.
That isn't a bad idea. She actually looks like she's pondering this. She's muttering as to steps she would need to take to put together such a group.
Indeed, Tabitha. How about you become the first president?
Okay, she beams at that and puts her arms on her hips, buffalo style. She turns around to her classmates and says, yeah, we can do this.
Yeah, I will have a few voices that come from nowhere that say yeah to get the other guys to say yeah.
So there's a reluctant but growing foundation there. So she turns around and says, it's a deal, Professor. Remember, points be awarded as to the most originality of your suit and your Toastmaster skills, sir. And they bow out of the room.
All right. Well, let's see how this little seed grows.
Okay, so next, Stephen, are we teaching or are we researching?
We are teaching. As, you know, the growing inclement social pressures on the students are leading to many, many deaths, I have a crowded classroom intent and focused on the hope that they will learn how to blow something up before they get eaten, possessed, dismembered, what have you.
Sure, let's have the roll first and then narrate how that turns out.
All right. It goes splendidly. People are very excited with my roll of 10, meaning, yes, I teach. You know, this is my school's forte, blowing stuff up. So, when it comes to blowing up demons, possessed small mammals that possess other people, and, you know, the undead, the school of Kaboom is where it's at. And there's no better teacher of the Kaboom than Vadis.
All right. Sounds good. And let us go on then to Marcus. Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Seymour something Mortimer III is here, and he is going to finally continue his research on building a better zombie. One of these days, he'll finish his research. And I get another box on it.
All right. So you are nose deep in the research. Okay.
Better undead preservation.
There we go. Let me mark down that you got another tick there.
I'm at 4 of 6. I really need a student to come to me to leave them miserable, terrified, or confused to help my burnout.
I can send someone.
That's what teaching is for. Solomon, you have office hours today, and you are approached by, well...
Bart, you said that like, oh, you have to go to the dentist today.
I love my students. I love office hours.
You are approached by who's ostensibly the secretary for your department. And she comes bearing a gold-gilded letter, which she just tosses on your desk, hands over a clipboard, and says, sign!
I will pull out my fountain pen full of someone's blood, and I will sign where required.
Nope, she smacks it away, and she says, you're not getting out of a contract that way. Use my pen.
You're on to me again, Beverly. I've always liked you. All right, give me your pen.
Beverly is the sort that wears a hairnet, even though she's not in any way part of the cafeteria crew.
She knows what can be done with hair.
That's smart, actually, yeah.
All right, she takes the clipboard back, eyeballs it to make sure it's your signature.
I will try and hold on to the pen.
Waits to make sure it doesn't change on the paper.
I will try and forget to give her back the pen.
She doesn't seem to notice.
Oh, good. I got Beverly's pen casually stashed in my pocket.
As she scrutinizes the signature, eyeballing it this way and that, making sure it doesn't change on her. When she's satisfied, she gives a nod. And 5 steps out of your office, she turns and says, $10 will be deducted from your school supplies for the pen. Good day. Slam!
I got $10. That'd be a fancy pen. Oh, these personal focuses don't come cheap. Hey, look, there's a letter here. I see what that says.
So, in a overly flowery language, it seems that your department has selected you to be the representative of the department in the in the winter formal.
That's great.
Outlying the hope that you will do well, as the department hasn't won this in years, and it's a thing of pride. While Pigsmoke does have its various ball playing teams, this, the formals, with which there are 2 a year, are the real hallmark of how each department's prestige rises and falls.
That's great. When? How long do we have?
Oh, it's tonight.
Of course it is. Doug!
No. They don't give you any time to prepare. That would be, cheating. You have to rely upon your own natural charm and charms to do well.
Got it. I'm calling for Doug, my assistant.
Okay. Doug is already behind you. As you're looking around for Doug, he's kind of shadowing behind you.
Good job, Doug. Doug, put the word out to all my students. Big extra credit opportunity here for helping us put together a winning winter formal.
He steeples his fingers together beneath his sunglasses, gives you a half smile, says, how far are we willing to go with this, Professor? When you say extra credit, you merely mean
one letter grade.
To the grade. One letter grade.
If we win.
Okay. Might I propose a slight gilding of the lily, perhaps? You have a number of students that I see, and he pulls out this old weighty you know, worm-eaten tome that owe a few souls after this semester due to some very poor contract work. Perhaps we can, you know, give
return their souls in exchange for work?
Well, you know, we can't really return them. I mean, they are under binding contracts, but the dates are movable. Give them a few more semesters or a year or two, perhaps.
Tell you what, give them the option. One letter grade.
Oh, very good, sir.
If we win, one letter grade or, you know, some contract manipulation on their behalf.
Ah, yes, yes. He bows at the waist.
No, don't do that, Doug.
Does a little moonwalk and disappears into the mist. Doug's been watching a lot of Michael Jackson videos lately.
Well, wouldn't he? All right. Well, so tell me, Bert, what are we expect? What are my requirements as setting up the spring as the representative here? Just gotta like, we gotta do a demonstration or decoration or float what or what's
are you,
the?
Are you checking your own memories for this? Because you haven't actually been here long enough in your position in the last dance that you are here for. You were not selected for your department. Would you like to see what your memories let you know?
It's possible that the player doesn't know exactly what a winter formal entails in a collegiate setting.
Well, the player, the character may not either. So why don't you give me, just go ahead and give me, as if it were a research role, just to delve your memories.
Sure.
Okay, that's not too bad. All right, so, each selected of the departments are judged on their wardrobe, and it is a formal occasion, so it's a suit and tie sort of thing, but how one wears their suit and tie, as well as the obvious make and festive appearance of such, is graded upon. You will be required to make a few speeches. Simple is often better. Memorable is best. Other than that, the actual charge you will be there for is to, well, look after the students as they have a bit of fun. The winter formal starts off with an actual ritual that is dedicated to the bringing on of spring. The rest of the night is normally just quite a bacchanalian affair. The wine and beverages will flow. Your aim is to keep as much injury and as much illicit use of magic as possible down. There will be many attempts on parts of students to on the parlance that's used on the campus, bag a suitor for the evening.
Sure.
And that sort of magic is definitely frowned upon on the campus. Free will and all, you know, very important.
Oh, yeah. No, I...
What?
Get it.
So that's your actual duties, but how you perform them and the certain amount of sophistication and suaveness you put into your duty is will be graded by the students as a whole.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, so I'm going to have Doug get as many students as he can in like 2 hours. Meet me outside the summoning building.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I tell you what, have Doug make an adventuring roll.
Oh boy. Oh, he doesn't actually have adventuring.
Yep, it's a roll plus nothing in general.
Okay. Oh, Doug.
Okay, I'll tell you how that turns out later.
2 hours, we'll see how it goes.
Exactly. Marcus, there is a... You've got... since you don't like to be disturbed when you're in your lab working and actually you have everything magically sealed off, you have instigated a system of, you've seen these tube systems like banks use, right? Yeah. Where they at this little vacuum system.
I've got my TA. He's the one who brings me everything. He's Mr. Toombs, my butler, former butler, now TA.
Sure, but you've got this system that he's able to get your mail from when you're otherwise stuck in your basement.
Preoccupied?
Yeah, that we'll use that word. As he comes in, bearing a tube that seems to have a gold-gilded letter inside, and then on the outside, using a paper clip, is just like a note that's been ripped off a piece of paper. And he presents you the tube.
I open it and look confusedly. I open it and see what it says.
Okay, well, the card, again, is basically the same as Mr. King got there. But attached on the outside is a letter from, well, it's a quick jotted message from your nemesis. What was his name again?
I didn't think I had a nemesis. I had the only person that I had problems with was the head of the life and death department. The only nemesis I had.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, is the head of the life and death department has selected you this year to represent them. They don't expect you to do well.
I sigh, and I look to Toombs and I go, "Okay, let's get the boys working. Hopefully, we can use this as a partial test, since I normally prefer skeletons, but." We'll bring in a couple zombies. This hopefully preservation method will prevent any smell issue. If there is a smell issue, then they'll work the dirty jobs.
Shall we prepare your wardrobe, sir? As he points to all of the funerary clothing that have been stripped from dead bodies that wind up in your lab.
Yes. Yes, I should. Got to make sure they look good. Luckily, we make sure we keep them clean, and so they can assist in any method as necessary.
Are you leaving everything up to your minions then?
I'm leaving it up to Mr. Toombs, who's always been competent when I'm not. and I'll also make sure that the person who's definitely in charge is that one skeleton always seems to be smoking or chewing on a cigar or something. He seemed like a good leader. Knew how to make a plan come together.
You'll be in charge of picking out your wardrobe then. Go ahead and give me a plus nothing roll.
I'm guessing this is not adventuring.
Do you have a bonus on adventuring?
Yes, if I use my skellies, they get my sorcery.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Damn.
Hannibal, the skeleton that's always got a cigar between his jaws, has apparently got a flair for wardrobe and has picked you out something nice from the decedent pile.
Oh, good. I'm not going to be wearing the fisherman's hat again.
No, it's very James Bondy, a nice English cut, very, very fashionable, very dark. With white highlights. All right, so let's see here. So I believe the three of you guys are all from different departments, correct?
All of us
the
are from different
departments. Four of us, you mean?
Yeah, so yeah, I just wanted to make sure. I thought for some reason somebody had doubled up on a department, but no, that is
not. No, that was Jameson. He's gone.
Ah, yeah, that's it. So to end this then, Vadis.
Yes?
You are notified. This was actually who I was thinking of. It is your nemesis.
Steinwick the something persnickety.
Yes. It appears that Steinwick the persnickety is having a gastrointestinal problem as he took the words all-you-can-eat buffet to be a challenge in the new restaurant that opened on campus.
He lost that challenge.
He did. But unfortunately, as he was representing your college in the winter formal, that task now falls to you.
All according to plan. I got to out-eat him, and steal the representation. Vadis is quite pleased with himself. He loves it when a plan comes together.
All right. And do you do anything for preparations?
He gets out his best duds. Oh, man, it is amazing. He's got, like, this great coat. It's got an ermine collar type thing. He's got a super hat with, like, a giant peacock feather sticking out of the brim. The hat band.
Right. Yeah. Give me an adventuring roll. You can keep on the description, but let's see what the roll says.
It's like, how good does it actually turn out? Yes. See, adventuring. I roll plus sorcery for adventuring, so. Not bad.
Yeah, a little on the pimp side, but still formal.
It's exactly that. It's very much a little too extravagant, and also people don't expect someone of his size to dress in the manner that he does. But, you know, he comes out, like, on the dance floor. He's already there. He's, like, going Gangnam style towards the buffet table. Because the buffet table is the whole reason he obtained this representation.
Sure, actually, you're there pre-set up, checking out to make sure all the food is proper and not enchanted in any way. Yes.
No,
you'll have to sample everything to be sure. All right.
Exactly.
Since Solomon was the only one to actually ask what he might know or remember about this, Solomon, you're the only one that knows ahead of time that you're going to be directed to occasionally have speeches and toasts through the whole evening. Do you wish to do any preparations in that respect? Or in your own wardrobe?
Yeah, I am going to I'm going to do some requisitions to make sure my wardrobe's already, like, top-notch rock star, but I'm going to try and requisition some fancier wizardly duds.
You're going to requisition them. Okay, sure. Let's have a roll for that.
A partial success.
An 8 on purchase order. Is that what you use, a plus bureaucracy roll?
Yep.
Okay, so what one thing is are you not getting?
I don't need to offer anything in exchange.
Okay, so you do offer something in exchange. So what happens is they actually have this incredible suit.
Yeah, I'm looking for, like, something that, like, glows like a lambent blue, but like a super, like, narrow cut fashionable modern suit, but like a magical blue wintry aura about it.
They keep it locked in this completely dark room as it continues to glow with the darkness, and you're told to wear these visors as you're approaching it. It does have a certain glamour about it, you pulled a few strings in the department to be able to come down here. Let's say that you found somebody on the staff here who had a very bad contract that was going to come up in a few years, but, you know, as is part of your coursework and curriculum, you find that there's several loopholes in it that can get him a better deal than he's getting now.
I will take care of that tomorrow, I promise him.
All right. He gives you the keys to the room.
The day after the party.
There we go. That's fine. Yeah, it's tonight. So, he gives you the keys to the room and tells you, just make sure that if you get spotlights on you, it should be all right. Kids all signed the waivers. Retinal damage is minor.
I wear sunglasses wherever I go.
There you go. All right, Nick, it sounded like you were going to interject something there.
Yeah, I would like to do some prep work. Do I get an opportunity?
Yeah, sure. What sorts?
Okay, so I want to go see Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to have, basically, I want to make a cloak And I want to weave on the cloak an illusion spell on it that will pull one of the viewer's best memories. And with Naomi's help, that image will be displayed on the cloak. So everybody will see what they want or what's their fondest memory.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Since we've already established that you two are dating, this is just one of your calls you can use. So just go ahead and make me some magic. Since you went with her, that'll make it possible. No bonus, but no negative either.
Oh, no! Okay. Oh, my beautiful idea goes astray. Alas. Well, I get an experience.
Give me 1 second.
Yeah. I was going to make it somebody else's problem again.
All right. I'm going to make my own roll here for something.
Oh, no. Well, gasp. Yeah.
All right. So to you, it seems like it, it works just fine. Naomi does her part. And weaves the spell in there. So, you know, as far as you know, it seems to work just fine.
Yep. 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 And then I would like to ask her to see if she could take me back to last year's winter formal so I could see something, some of the stuff that goes on.
Hmm. Nice. You make me an adventuring roll.
Absolutely. Let me see how badly I'm going to die. Oh, I succeed greatly.
Okay, then you aren't too horrified. Let me just make this succinct. Have you all seen the movie Carrie?
No, you but that I have.
Okay, yeah. Lots of blood, lots of death, lots of bad things happening.
All right. And then I will seek to use that knowledge for my prep work because my cloak is beautiful.
Yeah, no, the 10 tells you that these formals are not without peril. And I'll even give you with that 10 that she informs you that, again, two of these formals every year, and the first part of it is a ritual. It is a rite, and sometimes they don't go well.
And then I will see if she wants to join me for the perilous adventure.
Schmooze.
Let us see.
I'll give you a plus one since you have an existing. Oh, wow. Yeah. She will definitely, yes, she will meet you there.
Wow.
Well, my dear, the thing I look forward most is to see how you will look this evening. And then I will bounce away, happy that my spell
went off. Before you go, Galahad, armed or unarmed?
Oh, armed, of course.
Ah, just checking.
Yes. And please make note of the exits.
Always.
Also, there is going to be a group organization that I am going to begin that I hope to be very popular. One about basically a student survival league. And I was thinking that maybe some of the adherents might...
She shakes her head a little bit and she says, it's been done in the past.
Oh.
Well, you know, it might turn out better this time. Maybe.
It could, but
those... Just keep in mind that you can't be too successful, dear Galahad, as the school requires a bit of blood to oil its wheels.
Well, of course. I mean, the life and death department and the dean demands. But I was thinking that potentially it might be something that the time department, the future... the Once and Future Time Department could get their little hooks into some of these clever young lasses and lads. Mm. And start, maybe, your ascent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just a matter of time. She gives you the little wink.
Yep.
I'll meet you there.
And then I will bounce off with that strut that the very important man has.
All right. Does anybody else want a scene before we cut to the formal?
Yes.
All right.
So we are going. So you said it was preferable if the students were not lonely for the day, right? But no mind control because that's consent issues.
Exactly.
Great. So I'm going to call up a bunch of from the ninth layer of hell. I'm going to call up a bunch of snow succubi and ice incubi that I know.
Awesome. Okay.
And tell them, hey guys, here's a whole bunch of eggnog and bourbon and like little Christmas hats and all sorts of stuff. Go make sure everyone's got a holly jolly Christmas, if you know what I mean. Wink.
Are you giving them free reign to collect souls, or is this just a party sure. time?
The two are not mutually exclusive, sir.
Okay, go ahead and make me some magic. If you're promising them souls, you can have a plus one.
They need to. Well, I mean, that's their reconnaissance to do, but you know, I'm not going to stop them.
You're not forbidding it. Yeah,
as long as they stay within the student body.
Okay,
that's just on the body, if you know what I mean. Wink.
Yeah, sure. Take a plus one.
Oh, nice. Okay, so a plus one to this roll here. That's a 10.
Okay, sounds good. Let's see. 10 gets you everything. So,
because I use bureaucracy for entities.
Yeah. It seems like it's a win-win. And as the magic wasn't actually used during the formal.
Yep. Yeah. They look like the sexy preps from like an 80s ski, sex comedy. So, like the fluffy jackets and the tight pants and all.
Oh, are you giving them a cover? Are they going to be staff? Are they going to be?
That's what snow succubi look like, and ice incubi look like.
All right, sounds good. Anybody else want a scene before we cut?
Brief scene of Vadis eating. Over to Seymour.
Seymour's just a. Adjusting the suit and looking at the skeleton who got him the best suit possible. He's like, do I need to adjust the tie? And the skeleton adjusts it a little bit. He looks in the mirror.
Oh yeah, you have a bow tie, and he expertly it's not a clip on even. Expertly adjusts your bow tie.
Yeah. It's like I'm just like nodding and I'm thinking, I'm glad you've got everything handled.
He looks at you critically, then takes out a very nice handkerchief, folds it expertly, puts it in the pocket along with two cigars, then gives you the thumbs up.
I nod and I go, I hope I won't need to call you, but be prepared. We know how things go.
Yeah. He gives you the normal A-OK sign.
And I head out.
All right. So, anyone arriving early, or are you? Let's go through each one of you, and let's see how you do your entrance. Okay, we'll start with Vadis. So, does Vadis? Well, actually, Vadis is already there. He came early to sample the buffet tables, ate through quite a bit of it, so the cooks have to make more food.
That's known as the Vadis meal. So, you know, Vadis is there, standing guard like a bloated gargoyle, hulking above the scene that he looks down upon. Nothing escapes his notice as they are all potential threats upon his meal.
Do you also have the pimp cane to go with your pimp suit?
Yes, that it's the stand-in for his, it's like pimp cane meets wizard staff. It's just like a gnarled wooden cane that would be a staff size, but it's just like, you know, half size, because he probably blew off the bottom end at some point, and now he's just, you know, swagger stick.
All right. That puts you as the first person there as a representative of a college. So you are informed that you are to you're doing the opening to the ceremony. You have no idea. So you're going to have to come up with something on the spot.
No, I'd do it right now.
Yeah. So let's have the roll first and then explain how it goes over. Okay.
All right. Is this plus charisma or bureaucracy, research, sorcery?
The first thing is going to be the schmooze roll, just to give a good speech, but then it's going to be followed by you doing some magic.
All right. Schmooze is charisma, so let's do that. Nailed it! So, you know, he gives a short speech. Vadis is in... booming out his voice, because he doesn't need a microphone. He's using a minor tenet of explosion magic to amplify his voice in a booming manner. And he goes, "Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Winter Formal. Now, I am Vadis the Indiscriminate from the Elements College, head of the Explosion Subdepartment. Thank you for coming all. I could tell you how I am the conduit of the universe, as foretold by the time department. Oh, they don't exist. Never mind. Or how I fought off the horde of possessing animals single-handedly to stem that tide until they could be reasoned with. Or how I teach students to take matters into their own hands and to explode that which offends them and poses opposition to their safety. But we are here to have fun and to meet people instead. And that's, well, no more needs to be said. Let's eat!"
That's actually where you're handed the cue card. You actually need to intone a spell that will seal the room and provide protection for the evening. The room's already been preset for it. It's just your magic that is going to power it.
All
so
right.
It's a magic roll. Go ahead and do that.
Nailed it! As I say, "Let's eat," I clap my hands, and the doors like slam shut with a boom, and ominous energy radiates from them like a magical landmine.
Okay, so who is everyone coming in on time, or is anyone going to be fashionably late?
I'm going to
be there on time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So did everybody say on time?
No.
I'm on time.
Unless I remember that being on time was... Not on time was bad, but yeah. No, I'm going to show up fashionably late.
Okay, no, that's fine. Yeah, you wouldn't know. You haven't been professors here long enough to know what goes on. So everyone else that actually arrives on time with the students, let's go ahead and let's give Solomon. Tell us about your arrival.
Hey, right quick. If we were hurt in the last session, are we hurt still?
Or? No, you are not. You're all healed up.
Okay, that's important.
Although if there are any side effects from being healed, those are still in existence.
Okay. I am going to be hurt coming in because I'm going to jack myself up on excessive or dangerous stimulants before I get here.
Okay.
On the way here. It gives me a plus one hold for my publisher, Parrish.
All right. Tell us the scene. What do you do?
On the way in, I'm chugging this bottle of angelic ambrosia that I have from a couple adventures ago still.
Nice. Okay.
So I'm getting a real good buzz on and just... a lot of nervous energy.
All right. Tell us your entrance.
So as I come in, I just like... we're not allowed to use magic in here, right? Unless we're doing the ritual?
Unless you are given a cue that you need to do something,
okay,
yes.
Okay. So yeah, I'll have paid off the DJ to play... I wish it were Christmas today. on the sound system as I walk in.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a schmooze roll first, and then use that roll to figure out your description.
That's a good call. I've got some for schmoozing students or TAs. I have advantage.
Sounds good.
I don't know how to do this in here. Okay, I'll just roll 3d6 and call it there. So 3, 4, and 2 is 9.
I think with advantage, you'll still only take 2 dice. You just take the 2 highest.
Yeah, and then I have a +2 for my charisma.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So what's your total?
9.
Okay, 9's not half bad. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us how that goes over.
Yeah, so I kind of like walk / dance in the literally shiny blue suit. I shake hands and or possibly high five all the staff. I try and give Vadis a double high five. It's up to me if he leaves me hanging or not.
Nope. Vadis is all about the high fives.
Good man, Vadis.
We even do a hip bump.
That's right. He almost knocks me flat. He's got a lot more momentum than I do. But then I will walk over to the podium to give my speech.
Yep. Okay. And you are handed a cue. So the schmooze roll is for your speech as well. What you roll is for the speech, and then afterwards you are to cast magic, which is going to set the mood for the evening. So again, the hall's already enchanted. Oh, it's just your own ability that's going to enact it.
Yes, I am going to summon the majesty of the ninth circle of hell, the icy one, the alien landscapes.
Okay.
That kind of look like this. Link there. But just trying to summon in some aspects of that. A little bit of ice hell here into this here auditorium.
Oh, God.
Sure. So you're going to try and slant the magic a little bit to give it your own personal flair, which as you're casting the spell feels like, yeah, that's a thing you can do.
All right. Does this count as extraplanar creature?
In this case, it's just your raw magic power, so no. Just that do it as
unfortunate.
A yeah.
Hey, oh, that's still a partial success. Hold on 1 second here, because I want this to go off. Yeah. So when I cast a spell, I can spend hold from publisher Perry to bump the roll, the one up in the category of success to make that a strong hit.
Sure, that works. The negatives are kind of pre-decided as the, again, you guys are just enacting the spell, and it's the room that's, that actually is what the spell entails. Yeah, you get your spin. Yes, you have your Ice Kingdom from Hell as a kind of a background motif going on.
Awesome.
Yep, and you note that your pre-summoned demons are mingling. And seem to fit into the landscape just well.
Good job, boys and girls.
All right, Mortimer, how do you arrive?
I arrive in probably a nice vehicle driven by a very well-polished skeleton who gets out, opens the door for me, and I slowly just make my entrance. Thinking back all those days of making entrances as in Evil Overlord and realizing, wait, I'm not very charismatic. We'll make an entrance by having... I'm not going to make a big entrance. Other than the car and the walk, I'm just going to walk in and make myself known, that way.
Okay, so you're not doing anything special. You're just showing off the wardrobe and all. Okay.
Well, I do have my undead servant, opening the door for me and making sure that I get taken care of.
Okay, they're not burying you on a litter or anything like that, are they?
No, I'm not going to go that far. I'm past that phase. I did that when I was much younger. Now I just make sure to have two skeletons who are walking with me and, you know, acting as bodyguards, so to speak. They're kind of like the more burly looking, you know. I'm someone important, and you know, they each have like the little wire somehow like almost glued to their skull, they can talk to each other via the wire.
So you're going to forego any kind of speech then? Is that what I'm hearing, though? You're going just on the flash of your appearance?
I will announce myself, though, and kind of go, and it's Seymour, something Mortimer the Third, on behalf of the Undead Life and Death Department. May you have long lives, or if you don't, you have a long unlife.
Okay, well, go ahead and roll a schmooze for that.
This is going to suck. What? I actually hit?
That's a hit. All right, and you are given a cue card. So it is your talent now that will invoke the blessings of spring that are to follow.
Okay, what do I need to do for that?
So that's a magic roll.
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, very easy.
Very nice. Okay, yeah. So intertwined in the ice hellscape. That's actually with the 10. You do realize that, again, since it's not your spell, but you do realize you can touch the spell in a subtle way to modify it. So do you want to modify it at all?
What exactly am I doing, Nick?
Well, it's basically paying homage to the spring that will come. And so the spell is set up so that it will give kind of a warmth and light to the room. It's a cosmetic effect, but you can kind of change that if you want to.
The light has various imagery in it. Like it the light creates a little bit of shadows and darkness in certain spots, and things are just on the edge of your vision. But it's more of like interesting things, I'm not going for the horror aspect, even though that's my department, but it's more of just like a little pixie or something like that, some type of little creature that would catch your interest, but it's always on your edge, you know.
Basically, like fleeting things in your vision.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, sounds good. Leaving only Galahad as you approach.
Alive late.
Yes, you're arriving a little late. You can already hear that there is a band playing. And mm-hmm. as you're arriving, your date is standing just on the other side of the threshold.
Yep.
Holding open a small portal for you.
I will step in and I will kiss her on the cheek and say, thank you, sweetheart.
She shakes her head, but gives you a smile. She is dressed just incredible. It is the motif of it is all of winter, ice blues, twinkling whites, glitter here and there. She shimmers as she walks, but her hair is done up and it's got unseasonable flowers braided through her hair, showing like the spring to come.
Oh.
Yeah, so as you step in, you are going to get a bonus to your schmooze roll because of who you brought with you. So are Yay. You going to make a speech as you enter?
Yeah, well, first I'm going to do fireworks, or I'm going to conjure illusion of fireworks and of falling snow on everyone, and then I'll have a spotlight come on me.
All right, okay, do the schmooze roll first, because I'm going to explain what happened since you are coming in late.
All right, no problem. I get a plus one to my schmooze roll. Okay. Yeah.
10. How do you recover when you realize that you are not able to cast magics of your own?
No magics of my own. I'm going to have a moment of perplexity, and then I am going to see if I can motion to the maestro to give me a
Yeah, you got it. You don't have to. Yeah, just explain how you. Yeah, this is smooth. You rolled a 10. It looks great. So just go ahead and explain how you recover.
I hit my. I wrap my staff just on the right acoustic spot, so it gives that monstrous clunk, you know, crack. So that way, everyone turns and looks at me.
All right. Yeah. So what do you say?
And I say, welcome, one and all. It is good to see both the new and the old as we wrap up the essence of this year and prepare for the coming cold. I hope everyone has stored up nice and fat for the upcoming poor harvest that will come. But here in this circle, let us be jolly and warm. Let us all leave tonight with someone who will keep us warm.
Oh, yeah, there's some applause to that. You are handed an envelope. Mm-hmm. You will be casting the final spell at the ending of all things. Your spell will elicit the death of one of the youngsters here tonight.
What the heck?
The sacrifice for the harvest.
Darn you, Galahad, you took my spot.
And I'll give a big old wink over to Seymour.
Solomon's still moving that. And cheering from the speech. He hardly approved.
All right. So yeah, only you know that each of you no one else had privy, right? So each of the spells that you were supposed to cast, only each of you knew what they did. So yeah,
you're I know. One.
I will, as I say, someone to keep you warm. I'll have my companion for the night come on over, and we will start our schmooze and the protection of the little folk.
All right. So, as is tradition, the first musical band that takes the stage is a string and horn section. And they play very classical music to which the students have formal dances to. This is, you know, by tradition, this happens until midnight. And then after midnight, the student body has chosen the entertainment afterwards.
Well, I'm going to find Tanya, and I'm going to warn her off the jocks. And okay, because she's instrumental to my plans.
Alrighty, so you guys, your real reason for being here is, of course, to keep everyone safe and to make sure that no magic is being used for illicit use tonight. I'll go with the enacting of the first spell. It makes magic use very difficult in this hall. Not impossible if you've pre-enchanted something. All of you have probably tested this the time that you've been in here a little bit, but very difficult. So your chaperoning duties involve making sure that people are not using magics.
Yes, if it wasn't for Vadis's lightning food-saving reflexes, his exploding meatball into his mouth technique from across the room would have not gone so hot.
There you go. Okay, guys. So all of you are kind of moving around the room, glad handing here and there, you know, making yourselves known and obvious. Does anybody have we'll go one at a time. Does anybody have a plan of surveillance or anything that you're wanting to do while we're going through here? So we'll start with Solomon.
Personal engagement, just like learned in management class, just going from each person to person, talking chit chat. You know, they can't be casting magic if I'm talking in their face.
Okay, so you're making a pretty good complete rounds over the entire area. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is like a stadium size room. Like they hold their sports events in here. Of course, everything's been rolled back, so it's just a big open area. So there really aren't any shadowed corners except for those that are being provided by the illusionary terrain. So you're making an effort to hit everything. Okay. Galahad, how about you? How are you performing your duties?
I am a shepherd over his flock, so I am going to be holding court at basically a dais or a high vantage point. And as you know, we wittily exchange our words, I'm going to be on the lookout for predators or behavior that is unusual.
Okay, I was going to say predators, fully half the student body.
Oh, yeah, but I got a good sense of how the party looked last time and how the ne'er-do-wells acted. They all act the same. They're all the same.
Okay, fair enough.
So that is what I intend to be doing. And then whenever I see someone, I have Naomi lead the conversation, and I will go down and I will rectify the situation by tossing the little bugger out by his ear.
Okay, so you know you can't toss anyone out, but you can, if you wish, designate a a zone where they cannot leave, if you wish. Like, go stand in the corner sort of thing.
Penalty box.
Yep. And the more severe actions, the longer the penalty box, and, you know.
I can see it now, throwing down, like, flag on the play as he throws down an anchor shift. 10 minutes, box, now!
Red card warning.
Yep. If you do it again, I'm going to give you over to Solomon. And then to Mortimer.
Speaking of Mortimer, how are you performing your duties tonight?
I'm kind of just, I'm kind of keeping to the edge and seeing, like, while they take care of the heart, I'm trying to watch the edges, you know, kind of cruising the edges and maybe staying by the buffet table a little bit longer than everyone else.
All right, around the edges, you're going to catch a lot of the students that are either too shy or are unable to find dance partners, just kind of hanging out, being wallflowers.
Ah, reminds me of my time in high school. Mortimer says out loud as he thinks of the back to his dances and how no one wanted to be with the guy who hung out with the undead a lot.
All right, and we will end with Vadis. How are you doing your duties for the evening?
By eating, drinking, and being merry, and sharing the same with the gathered throngs of people. So he's going about with you know, the wait staff and such, making sure people have food in hand, drink in hand, and that they're chatting away, because it is... unless you're a seasoned professional like Vadis, it is quite difficult to cast magic while you're eating. Because, you know, you're occupied, your mouth is full, all that. You got to juggle things in your hand. Vadis, he's a pro. Not everybody has his fortitude or versatility with the knife and fork, as well as doing all this while standing and, you know, mingling. And he uses his keen culinary senses to detect if anything were to tamper with the food that's being passed out. Okay. Having sampled all the buffet from earlier, he knows how it should look, sound, taste, smell, all that.
Okay, but it also does sound like you're confining yourself to the people that are not on the dance floor, because, you know...
Well, yes, not on the dance floor. That's a bit too much. Though there was one person who had to go up on some ropes, you know, velvet cordoned off ropes, probably for the dance floor, and launch a flying reverse atomic elbow on somebody to throw them in the penalty box.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so midnight comes, and at this stroke, the band on the stage disappears, and there's a big bombastic sound that comes through the all the speakers in the arena, and the floor starts filling with a cool white mist, and then rising upon the stage from the little gantry elevator below is the band that the student body has chosen to end off their night, and they just immediately go into a hard rocking tune. You start seeing ties and things being thrown into the air as everybody starts loosening up their attire a bit, throwing down jackets, a little mosh pit starting. And so the youthful activities are going on now.
No generation has space.
I just look at this confused, like, when the heck did this become popular?
Because Solomon King's the sad type of middle-aged guy that refuses to admit that he's middle-aged, he is going to go out and join the students in their generational dancing and frivolity. Ostensibly so he can keep an eye on them.
Right. You join in the pit for a bit, and eventually you're getting crowd surfed. They're moving you around the top of the crowd as they're handing you off from student to student, moving through the crowd.
Yeah!
Punch it with the hands.
It's going to be in such pain in the morning.
So the volume levels have increased quite a bit. The factor of misbehaving correspondingly goes up as well. Although all of you, since you are performing your duties, do notice that there is an undertone of aggressiveness that has entered the auditorium that wasn't there before. You don't really know if it's just because of the music change and the attitude change or not, but you are noticing this. You're having to break up more frequent fights. People are, the temperaments are getting a little bit more to the inflammatory side.
I want to go and see if I can see some magic. Perhaps being cast by the, a band member's guitar?
Okay. How do you want to go about doing that?
I guess I'll open up my eye and see if I see things.
Yeah, I just said your own personal magic is also being affected by the spell that locked everything in. So you got to be a little bit more descriptive as how you want to go about doing this. If you want to say that you're just kind of sensing, open yourself up, that's fine. You can do that.
I want to see if there are plenty of people who are here showing off and they throw down their stuff. I want to see if I can find something that's kind of like a tuning fork. Or something that is magically attuned, and see if I can't use that as basically a dowsing rod. Sure.
Let's say you do. There are enough things that have been cast aside. The first thing you notice is the whole auditorium is layered upon layer of heavy enchantment. There's a great deal of magic going on in here now. So how would you discriminate between what is allowed and what is not allowed?
I am looking for, so basically each one is going to strike a different note. There are different levels of magic that, our physical plane corresponds with kind of this mental plane of magic. So I'm going to try to raise the wand or, the dowsing rod to an appropriate level. There's a mystical kind of things with aggression and it being close to the heart. And so I'm going to try to hold it at that level and see if I don't get something. Might work.
All right. I tell you what, make me a go adventuring roll. This is opening yourself up to be potentially hurt.
I also have an idea, Bert, that I just thought of. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I succeed. But something bad happened.
All right, so yeah, you've got three options there. You only get to choose one of them. So if you want to get what you're after,
I don't think I care that much.
All right, so you want to look good, or do you just don't want to get hurt?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to find the point. It says right
here. Yeah, so there's three options. You only choose one of them. You either don't get hurt, you come out of it looking good, or you get whatever it is you're after.
I can't be hurt. No hurt. I'll look bad. I'll look like a goofus.
Okay. So the magical tuning fork is leading you around, and it seems to be heading in a certain direction, but then you get caught up in a mosh pit. And thankfully, with your fleet-footedness and with the help of your guest, your plus one. She pulls you out just in time before some bad things happen.
Thank you so much.
Someone else had piped in there.
Seymour something Mortimer the Third will borrow a from one of the discarded students their phone and fire up the Ketchum app, the one that was from months ago, which they were students were using to catch creatures and became a new phenomenon, and I knew it had magical effects. Or did we shut that game down? I can't remember.
You shut down the servers, yeah. So the app can still be there. So like, if you want to use it to detect any presences,
that's kind of what I want to do it for.
I'd say, yeah, sure. That part of it still works. The trapping part no longer.
I don't care about the trapping part. I want to use it to detect presences.
Sure. Well, you pick out a lot of succubi and incubi working their way through the crowd.
Anything about the band members, their instruments, or anything?
Again, the game only functions on supernatural creatures, so the bands aren't, and they're not playing anything that is.
Okay, I just figured I'd check.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you if anything is overtly magical, just if it's overtly a magical creature.
I just look at the succubi and incubi, and
several of them are aware of what you're doing. You just wink at you as you get them in frame.
I just kind of shake my head sadly and going, at least I get the bodies when this backfires on them. Don't need the soul.
All right, anybody else do anything? Again, you're feeling like there's a certain tension in the crowd, like a surf that's about to break.
Souls just get in the way. And I was planning something, but go ahead.
I'm going to go a little more mundane here and check to see if the punch is spiked or anything.
Okay. In which case you will run into Vadis, who has been sampling all the food the entire time. And I think Vadis can confirm that there has been nothing changed in the food.
Are you saying that Vadis is indiscriminately eating the food?
Of course.
You could say that, yes.
That checks out.
You could say it, only if you're a bad person, though.
I'm a bad person, so I'll say it.
Anyway, Vadis is going to break some of the, or attempt to break some of the tension mounting between groups by forming up and starting a competitive line dance battle.
Oh, God okay. bless you.
A competitive line dance battle to rock music?
Yeah, I mean, the band is very accommodating. Spotlight shine, and you know everybody has to, you know, dance off.
Was Northern Ohio the only place that had like a line dance that went along the personal Jesus back in like the early 90s?
Yes.
Okay, that holds up. I only know people from the Cleveland area know what the hell it was. It's very much like the Macarena, but years ahead of time, and only apparently people in the greater Cleveland area are familiar with it, but okay, just me.
All right, that sounds good. I tell you what, we will presuppose that you are able to get it going, so I'm going to have you make an adventuring roll again, because there is a certain level of danger involved in acting out against what's going on.
Rules nuance question.
Sure.
Normally I get to add, as a seasoned adventurer, one of my, and using my applied power, I can add my sorcery to my adventurer rolls. However, you mentioned that no magic and such. Do I still get the bonus or no?
Yeah, no personal magic, but I'm going to give you the bonus because part of that bonus is just having a nose for when something's wrong. Okay. So yeah, I'll give it to you.
Boom! Nailed it!
All right. Well, explain how that lowers tension levels a bit.
Okay. So one side dances forward in sync, threateningly. The other side steps back, and when it's their turn, they dance forward throw in a twist. But then, you know, it comes time for the solo champion of each side to dance off, and
So they're, you know, busting some moves, and then Battis gets in onto it, and he's popping and locking and doing an extraordinarily unfeasible breakdance moves that you would not expect from someone of his nature and advanced age, but, you know, there it is. He's doing claps. People are starting to clap. They're cheering. Then it just turns into a round robin of everybody, you know, dancing in the middle and showing off their best moves. And everybody gets the tension releases as they forget whose side they were actually on and just start cheering on for who is individually dancing in the middle and showing off at the time.
Okay, so dance off. So that sounds to me like you chose that you came out of it looking good and you got what you want. However, moving like that when you're 20 years out of your prime is going to give you a level
20
of
years. Only 20 years. Vadis is like 80.
Well, 20 years ago, you could probably still do this without throwing out a hip. Tonight, you threw out a hip.
Go hurt in the morning. And he's going to, you know, have to crack some more skulls anyway. So he is now hurt.
There we go. Okay, so that did seem to, you know, change the tempo of things a bit. And the band was more than willing to take your lead on that. And so the tempo has changed. There's just still seems to be a charged atmosphere to the room, though, that seems to be playing with various emotions of the students. Doesn't seem to be affecting you guys at all.
That's because I'm awesome.
I'm just gonna kind of like since you said there was like a spell involved, like that's been in place and stuff, are we talking like runes and such, and and kind of like I could go around the edge of the room and look at what's been etched into the walls and kind of get an idea for what's going on to see if that's part of that and there's been changes or something?
Oh, nice. Yes. If you want to go around and see how the ritual's been laid across this room, go ahead. We're going to do this as a research role, or a delving deeper, I should say. So delving deeper always takes time. So this is going to take you out of play for a little bit as you're doing this, okay?
I'm fine with that, even though I really shouldn't be the one doing this then.
All right. So plus research.
So plus nothing. Nope. At least I get an XP from that.
All right, yeah. I mean, you definitely find that there are runes etched in the old walls of the stadium, and some that are etched on the floor, the wooden floorboards. But you're not able to ponder out their meaning. They're very ancient.
I'm just going to be doing that for a while then.
Yep, that'll take you out for a few scenes, okay? Okay, guys, it's coming around 2 in the morning and the festivities are high. You know that the spells won't go down until 6 in the morning.
This thing goes till 6?
It goes till 6.
Lord. Good thing I'm amped up.
Technically, it was sundown to sunup. So, yeah.
Tensions continuing to grow, or
they are. It is a tension. At first, it seemed to be very aggressive, but after Vadis's display, it's changed a little bit. It's become a little bit more frenetic. But it just all around you feel like there's just like this building of raw emotion that's going to come to a head, and something bad is going to happen. All of you feel this. All of you staff feel this. No one else seems to really recognize it.
All right. Because again, sad middle-aged guy character here going up to the band like, hey, you guys know any Radiohead? Gotta bring down the tension a bit, you know? Can't just play all this edgex stuff. Gotta be some ups and downs, man. I don't mean to tell you your job. You guys know Radiohead?
All right. Yeah. So are you just asking them to change the tempo? Yeah.
Change like some more mellow stuff.
Okay.
Soundgarden. You guys know these bands.
Yeah, they do. They play some of this, and it does bring the tempo down. But you, there's immediately you, and you're not exactly sure why you're so open to this. Generally, you're not quite this perceptive. This is all of you. But now, I mean, it's still an escalating mood, but the mood has kind of become one of almost sardonic depression now.
Well, that's just Peter. That's just Tom York, man.
Well, they're just sad that they got outdanced by an old fat man.
So,
playing Joy Division, and it's really, you know, amping up these split your wrist feelings.
Yeah, that's exactly. Get some Smiths out there.
So, does the band take breaks?
No, they do not.
Okay.
They're undead.
I'm interesting. Okay.
So I am going. Go on. I'm sorry.
No. I'm musing out loud.
I'm going to try and make some phone calls, try and find out who booked this band and where they came from and who they are.
Okay. Something else you find about the spell is you are in your own little container universe right now. You have no cell signal.
There's a landline in around here.
A landline.
Well, there is a fairly substantial sound and light system. It's possible that if not a landline, maybe there's an Ethernet connection or something.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to try and find some wired way to communicate with my connections.
All right. You're exposing yourself to risk again, so go adventuring for me.
That is a partial success. Barely a partial success.
All right. Narrate out what you do and kind of enfold what you're going to choose from that list with your seven there.
Oh, let me look at the list.
You either look good, you get hurt, or you succeed.
You don't get hurt.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't get hurt.
Yeah, you choose. I get hurt.
Yep.
I'm already hurt. That's bad. Bad plan.
You're hurt?
Or the best plan.
Yeah, I'm all amped up.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah, you don't want to get hurt again.
Don't get hurt.
Okay. Well, you find the sound rig and the light rig, and it is just an incomprehensible mess of new modern technology. There is nothing there that makes a lot of sense to you. But you are able to get there quietly without attracting any attention. There is no operator. Apparently, the system is either all controlled from on stage or it's automatic. You can't tell which because, again, it's a little bit beyond you tech-wise.
Well, Jay, the soundboard operator, at it again. That's an inside joke from the Toledo music scene.
I have something to do, Bert.
All right.
I want to see if I can throw down a circle of salt.
Okay, to what end?
Basically, salt being a protective element. See if I can't do it around the little old band. See if I can't see whether or not they're casting horrific spells on my students.
Okay, well, you're able to lay down a salt line without a problem. No one even bothers you while you're on stage doing it. But whether or not
don't
it works...
Mind me.
Yeah, you can't tell. Either they're not doing anything or it's not working.
Okay. All right, well.
You are closer to the band now. They are definitely run-of-the-mill normal humans, but you can see, you know, they're looking at their paraphernalia and what they're drinking. They're keeping themselves amped up for the whole thing. It's not a supernatural thing going on. They're just really loaded.
Yep. Okay. Anything interesting about their instruments? Close?
Other than it's a wireless system, you know, their instruments all seem to be various forms of electronic instruments, like MIDI controllers instead of like actual guitars, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. So probably something up with the sound system. I will send that. Can I text?
Who are you trying to text to?
My quote-unquote companions.
Yeah, actually, that works.
Yep. I will text them. Anybody know anything about sound systems? Might be causing an amplification effect on these guys' music.
Yeah, Solomon, you're still standing there when you get that.
How'd he get cell signal?
Because I'm awesome, Solomon. Hey,
I'll text back. No, but I'm right near the devices.
I text, I'm trying to make sense of the spells on the wall. I'm not making heads or tails. I can't tell if they're using ancient Numerian or Egyptian.
Did you spell Numerian with...
I'm not a history professor. I'm an undead professor. I need the artifact department to make heads or tails of this.
Can we see? Well, there has to be a member of the artifact department. Let's see if we can't find him.
Or someone who understands history or... Yeah. This makes no sense.
Let's look for the member of the artifact and see if we can't get him to help out.
And of course Vadis understands sound systems. Sound is just explosions through the air causing vibrations.
I don't think that's...
You have never not been able to adjust something to be an explosion.
Yeah, I don't
think... I'm responding to the text in a private text to Galahad Mortis. I just type in, when all you have is a hammer. Pointing at, like...
Yeah. All right, so...
These poor fools are underestimating the power of explosions.
Let's look for the artifact guy, and Lattice, given you know about this whole thing, why don't you see what you can maybe...
If you should ask nicely.
Okay. Please?
Well, no, I think you said Vladis. Vladis is somebody else. Very nice man, but not me.
I'm sorry, dear Vladis, that I have...
I'm just imagining this is all happening in text, because we haven't met up yet.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's very insulting when he deliberately misspells my name.
What? I don't... It's not deliberate. I just think your name is Vladis for some reason. Probably due to too much magic over the years. It rots your brain.
No, it's because of all the time travel. In a different time period, he was Vladis.
Yeah.
We don't speak about those times.
Brother. Anyways, yes, we will... Line of attack. Let's go.
All right, well, for part of that, I'm just going to just respond to what you've said so far. So Sam Conley... You're not sure if Sam is male or female, dresses in a way that you're not sure if Sam is male or female, is the token member of the artifacts department, who did not make any kind of presentation when they arrived, did not make any speech when they arrived, but you understand that Sam must have a spell that is supposed to be cast at some point during this, given that you guys have been given.
Hey, Bert.
Why can't we share our spells?
I cast a spell that was connected to light and warmth, and it's currently really depressing right now, right?
Yeah, your spell was a greeting spell to help bring on the spring, and its effects were mostly just cosmetic. There are... You know, as the night goes on, there is like woodland and vines growing through the winter scenery. Like there are green sprouts coming up through the snow, that sort of thing.
I was wondering if there was still ongoing and I could potentially use the fact that I modified it slightly and therefore some of my magic is in there to try and use that and amplify like the warmth aspect to try and fight some of this raging depression going around.
Give me a magic roll.
I'm gonna be at disadvantage because this is not life and death, is it?
No, it is not. No, I take it back. It is life.
Oh yeah, it is life. Woohoo! Oh wow. Well, let's see here. This is definitely casting a spell. The magic affects far more than you intended, and something goes wrong and you get hurt.
Those are the two that you choose? Okay.
Yes. I want it to work. I don't want it to be short-lived. And I'm the one person who doesn't make it someone else's problem because I don't want another Sam Spade incident.
Okay.
Hey, I seldom make it someone else's problem.
So the greenery starts erupting from the snow-capped fields and floors, everyone is assaulted by a strong floral scent that's starting to grow through the hall. And the music has shifted. The band is kind of responding to the scenery change, and it's going into something frenetic, definitely like acid drop 70s. And you notice that a lot of the student body have suddenly started making out, and couples are going off into corners, and
this is better than everything else.
All right.
Wait, I whip out the phone I still probably have for the student. How many I'm guessing the succubi and incubi are happy.
Very, very.
How does this hurt me?
Okay, so I'm actually keeping tabs of how much you guys do to help or hinder things. Whenever you roll something that could potentially hurt you, if I don't have something else that I want to do, I'm deducting.
Okay. Well, I hope this helped.
That looks like everyone's having a good time now.
Yeah.
I thought they had a twin in the back of my head, though. Maybe they're not.
Oh. I text, any other solutions? Don't think more magic's the answer.
Is anyone else trying to try something?
I suppose I'm looking at the sound system, but that's about it.
All right, yeah, you're checking out the sound system. Go ahead and give me a go adventuring roll.
Okay, go adventuring. Nailed it.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty advanced sound system. It is running on a bunch of presets. It's all wireless. The band is controlling from the stage a few presets here and there, but other than it being a fairly high piece of technology, you don't really see anything wrong about it.
Of course, it does align perfectly within explosions, like I previously said.
Of course, because what is sound but explosions in the air?
Explosions in the air. Vibrating the airwaves that you can hear.
Yeah, but to your trained eye, nothing here looks like it was messed with.
I wonder if they're just, you know, teenagers.
I text, does anyone know the context for the other departments who haven't cast any spells to know what they need to cast?
Well, I don't think it's... I will text back. I don't think it's by department. I think it's about when you showed up. Because my spell has nothing to do with my
department. I meant, I wasn't here early enough to see which departments have cast spells and which haven't.
Okay. Text over to Badis. What do you know which spells got cast?
Do I?
You were the first one there, and you've heard everything that's been cast.
Yes, Badis is an expert magician and is able to identify what other people do. So, yeah, of course. Let's see. I did protection. Mr. King.
I didn't mean identify. I just meant which departments haven't, who arrived and hasn't cast spells or haven't arrived.
Who gave us the cue cards?
Some ambiguous staff member. You really didn't pay attention.
Where are they now?
You want to try and find them?
Yeah, you guys discuss that. I'm going to go find the person who gave us the cue cards.
So, Badis describes all the magic that's been cast so far.
I think we need to find the artifact department person while someone else goes looking for the other person.
All right. I have been looking for Mr. Artifact.
That was the androgynous Sam Conley.
Yes. Old Sam Conley. Good person he is. Cheat. He, she, Z?
They are great people.
They, thank you. I'm not. Yeah.
Is this like another incident involving the former person from the binding department when we were never sure?
All right, and so I will go try to find them.
Sure, they are standing near the punch bowl, going back for several drinks. The punch bowl, of course, is spiked, but this was known ahead of time. Everyone here is adults, legally.
Potentially. I will go, Sam, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, Sam is dressed and, rather ambiguously. You're not quite sure if it's a dress or perhaps it's a kaftan. Yeah, you're just never sure. You've seen Sam around before. Even
the clothing's ambiguous.
Even the clothing is ambiguous.
Could be a sweater, could be pants. We don't know.
Did they come in like a dress suit where it has those slight feminine touches, but it's a suit, and so you can't tell whether it's not a very manly suit, but it's that in between suit that
wear. It's Middle Eastern, but it could be a dress or it could be like a kaftan. You're just not sure.
I was about to say it was just a traditional wizard robe.
Hmm. So Sam. So, bit noticing a bit of a problem.
Sam's drunk, by the way.
Good, good. That will make this even easier. So, been noticing there's a bit of a problem with the students.
Mm-hmm.
They appear to be overreacting to the music that's being played. I was wondering if you might come and look at some of the sigils that I've carved.
Well, it's not really any different than any other year. Sam has been here for a while. Old staffer, one of the few that survived.
Well, good. I love the way you phrase that.
So, what's the best way to handle this then, Sam?
Stay to the corners, stay alive, look to yourself. Bloodshed should start any minute now.
Okay, yeah. See, I don't like that, Sam. Probably because I got named Galahad by my parents because they're assholes. So I kind of have to not seek to let the students kill each other.
Oh, that's novel. I don't think anyone's actually ever tried to stop things before.
Okay. All right. So,
I don't recall there's anything saying we couldn't. Mostly we just let it run its course.
Yeah, well, most of them, you know, we've had a recent uptick in deaths this year. Want to try to, you know, get those numbers down under control.
Oh, yeah, that's what my part was. And Sam was waving around the envelope. Already cast it.
What was your part, Sam?
Fertility ritual.
That's not gonna help.
Well, granted, it's not an immediate gratification thing, but you know, eventually our student numbers will swell for those that survive.
Oh, okay. Play the long con.
I just want to. Can I stop for a moment? I want to zoom out from their conversation. Around them, there are students making out and probably going to some corners and, based off your description, getting very intimate. So,
All right.
So, always improves enrollment in, you know, a decade or so, a few decades.
All right, Sam. Well, you've been spectacularly helpful.
Mm-hmm. Continues to drink.
As is your want. All right, let's...
Not to say that your approach is, as I said, is novel. I mean, if you come up with something, I'll be glad to help, provided it doesn't get me killed. Wait, hold on. They go through their pockets, checking a few trinkets. Okay, one death is okay. Sure, yeah. I can help.
Well, you know, let's keep you in my back pocket in case everything else fails. Okay, Sam?
Gives you a wink as Sam checks out your back pocket.
Yep. And on. And then if I say, what a hullabaloo, then do your thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Continues to drink.
All right. Well, I am going to see if I can become some of the entertainment there, Bert.
Okay, what do you want to do?
Because
you're going up a lots of teenage hormone going on right now. It's going to have to be particularly spectacular.
Yeah.
I'll come over at this point if I see him. If there's any problems, don't we have the ability to confine them to a space? Couldn't we just confine everyone to small spaces, their own little spaces?
Yeah, but that's not keeping in tradition. We want to make tonight a night for them to remember.
I think a lot of them are going to remember, especially in 9 months if they didn't use any protection.
Chances are good they don't remember any of these things. See how much they've been drinking?
No, I've made sure to not drink and to drink from the unspiked bowl.
Yeah, but they haven't. So.
That's called water.
Exactly. I want this to go well to spite the head of the department. I don't remember his name because he never got one, but dang it. He said he didn't expect much from me, so I'm going to overachieve just to get back at him.
So we can say that you guys are all conferring in a location now, as it is now nearly 4 a.m.
So what'd you find out from, what'd you find out from Sam?
Blah, blah, blah.
They're all going to kill each other soon.
Oh, so it's going according to the plan?
Well, you know.
Also, I think your succubi and incubi are going to do well tonight.
Awesome. Great.
I look over. Yep. Is that legal in public on the campus?
So we want to do something spectacular, but we can't use magic.
Actually, I was able to affect based off the spell I did. Hypothetically, if we all combined our powers and used the actual spells that we did, we could potentially influence things.
Many of these people are gonna be killing each other?
Well, like all of them. Have you ever seen what happens when Cthulhu rose in Boston?
No.
Slide aside for you, Nick. Lots of people died. Everyone did not die in the scene that was shown to you.
Yeah.
They're all paid up on the tuition.
So they use the word Holocaust. Like, they're just going to start to beat each other to death. And I don't want that because the students, you know, they're valuable.
We're a little, I have to agree. We've had some troubles semi-recently with the morgue and bodies, but we've got plenty now. Especially after that last incident, solved my problem and got me out of trouble for using too many bodies in my experiments.
If they do die, I will miss their adulations. That's true.
Yes, and, you know.
And
I actually enjoy teaching.
And also, if they die, they'll be dead before they can give you their soul.
A lot of them already have. That guy has. That guy. Well, that guy's in the process of doing it.
So, what we could do. So, I was going to have some speeches, but that's clearly not going to work here. They're too, well, horny.
All right. What can we do to make them just totally not think about sex anymore? Vanis!
Yes.
How easily those clothes come off?
So easily. I can explode them off in an instant.
So
you remember streaking back in the day?
Absolutely. You've read my mind. Early release of explosive energy can save the bomb from going off at the appropriate time. We just have to explode it early, and we're good.
I look to my two bodyguard skeletons I mentioned bringing in, and I just shake my head and kind of just cover my face. And I go, you two have any ideas that are better than that? Because I really don't want to see that.
Yeah, I have an idea.
Oh, let me respond to something else real quick. Someone said they were looking for the people that were handing out the cards.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Yeah, there's no staff here.
How unusual.
Wait, there's no staff? How does the buffet keep getting refilled?
Magic, man.
It's just us and Sam, huh?
But that's expensive.
It's the Dean. He's a god.
I thought he was Sam Spade, a detective.
Oh. What, he can't be both?
Yeah. I know, I'm joking. Someday we're going to have to figure out a cure for that.
Something that we could do is one of the things that is commonly done is we set up competitions. In particular, given that we have a band here and they're halfway decent, we could start some singing competitions. And we could... Students are horny, but they're also ambitious. So we could offer a grade boost for any team that creates, you know, that is the best at the whole singing thing.
Well, is there any way we can just create a nice sense of happy euphoria or sleepiness? Because if they're all asleep...
But we don't want them to be like that. Like,
but it was a long night of partying. They all passed out. It was a great time.
I mean...
That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Booze, normally.
I don't know. It just kind of feels wrong. What do you...
Well, the good news is they're not all trying to kill each other, at least. So is there anything wrong with what they're doing now? Other than the fact that some of them may end up pregnant?
Well, the blood is about to start to be shed. So, Battis, what do you think?
Okay, then start... But wouldn't starting your competition create possibly more bloodshed?
So, as you're talking about this, the ambient light that had been progressively getting greener and more golden from the spell manipulation that went on for the spring starts to get a red, angry cast to the light.
That's not good.
Let's follow your steps quickly. Let's do it. Go.
So let's quick vote. Are we going to do the streaking plan, or are we going to do the...
I don't see them as mutually exclusive.
That's right. Don't see the reason you can't do both.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have to agree. They're not mutually exclusive. And the problem...
Go, Vannis, go! Boom, baby!
I don't want to see such a...
Although we'll point out, they're going to get murderous, not horny.
Okay, so let's break... And someone break that red light, or put like a... Put a sheet of paper on it in front of it so it stops.
Two of you are in charge of or have said spells that infected the environment, which would have been
me. Shoot.
Yeah,
me.
You, which would be King and Mortimer.
It's Mortimer.
Yeah. So both of you have. So yeah. So both of you can kind of control the environment to some extent.
I actually was specifically controlling the lighting. I'm gonna basically look at them. I'm gonna focus on the lighting, and I'm gonna try and to just focus. Like, tell my two bodyguards.
All right, hold on a second. When you say lighting, the only artificial lighting is that given off on the stage. Everything else is illusionary, not necessarily illusionary, but is environmental.
Yeah, that's what I was affecting beforehand. I'm going to try and take control of it, because you said that's what's kind of getting the red illumination, isn't it?
Yeah, the environment.
Yeah, I'm going to basically say I'm going to be focusing on that and turn to my two bodyguards and say, I go into a corner and say, protect me, and tell the others, I'll be trying to focus on the lighting.
I'm going to try and adjust my wintry hellscape to like Santa's Village. Something you can't murder people in Santa's Village.
You'd be naughty and get coal.
Weird Al would disagree with you.
He's not
Elf
here.
Uprising.
But then you'd get coal.
Okay, so what are the other two of you doing?
streaking and breakdancing to You Can't Touch This.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Nice.
Leaving Galahad to do what?
I am going to strive to organize an event. I'm going to try to actually get the students involved with some entertainment so that way they...
Okay, yeah, kind of try and diffuse things. All right, so what everyone else, if they succeed, will help you be able to get more control of the crowd. So we'll do everyone else's first. So Solomon, go ahead and try to work some magic on your initial spell to change the environment.
Oh boy, all right. That is a partial. And I gotta choose two of these, yes. Yes. Affects far more than I intended. And it is short-lived or otherwise temporary.
Okay, so are you volunteering to be hurt?
No, it's, oh no, those are the two I'm, affects far more than I intended, and it's, temporary.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All right, explain what happens.
All right, So changing from like the Roger Dean-esque alien ice scape, it transforms to like just fluffy white snow. There's like giant candy canes just bursting out like trees here and there and there. Snowmen manifesting suddenly. The incubi and succubi transform into ambulatory snowmen, and just like gingerbread scent fills the air, and like it starts pumping out the you just hear we need a little Christmas just this very moment on continual loop playing over and over and over again throughout the air.
Okay, yeah, that works. Those things happen. How about say more? Go ahead and you try to do some magic.
I'm gonna go with okay. Here's what happened. I'm choosing effects.
Well, roll first, and then
I did.
Okay, you did. I see. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I was gonna go with someone else's problem and effects far more than you intended. What happens is I get control of the lighting, and it kind of goes from the red to nice bright white, but somehow Well, it goes to a nice very white, and then it goes to a nice holy white, and well, it's kind of basically the equivalent of holy light. It's kind of starts to cause burns for the infernal guests and for the undead guards of mine.
Ooh, it's gone too much to the holy side.
Yes. A little too good. Well, it's not my problem, even though it hurts my undead a bit, but...
Not your problem while still being your problem.
Yep.
Yes, your skeletons are turned to ash as they're smitten by the holy light. The incubi and succubi are trying to cower in corners where the darkness still prevails. All right, and Vadis can attempt to streak and cause a distraction.
This just sounds woohoo.
In this case, you're gonna go adventuring. There's potential for harm here, but go ahead.
Don't forget your bonus because
woohoo. That is a six and thus a not a success.
Who would have thought it? The student body contains a bunch of chubby chasers.
Also, I just get cheers.
Yeah, and you got a crowd chasing after you now because they're full heat and you're naked.
Just as that bad as planned. That's yes. And I'm going to mark experience. First time. All right.
Maybe the first time that Vadis has gotten lucky in a while in other ways. Okay.
Oh, that's clearly not true. Vadis is very popular. For some unknown reason.
That's because he's indiscriminate with who he goes with.
Yeah, he's not picky.
So, Solomon, this is going to be a non-magical thing. So you're going to schmooze here. So you're going to grab a microphone.
Not Solomon.
Hopefully we helped him.
Sorry, Galahad. Galahad, not Solomon.
Yes.
Yeah. So two of the three of you are able to give bonuses, which, yeah, it's going to offset some of the penalty. So you're going to end up with a plus one to this.
Yay. All right. Well, I am going to give a. I'm going to ask the band to play something that has one of those solos that just lingers and then ends. And then in the as soon as it ends, I will say, "Students, this is Galahad Mortis."
It's the drum solo.
Yeah. I have, well, as a present for this wonderful party, a gift. Well, is it a gift if you earned it? I would request that each of you split into the groups of your majors, and I will point, I will have lights shown on each section for, you know, each of the groups of the majors to go in, and we will sing. And the best singer, the best group, will get a full letter grade in their class increase.
Okay, go ahead and roll, and then you can tell me what the outcome is based on that.
Well, let's see. I succeed with the plus one. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Except you, Flats.
All right, so what is your total?
I just heard that.
Seven.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense because you offered them a letter grade, which is their bribe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so sure. So this it happens exactly as you say. So basically each college forms up a singing group, picking their best examples, and they have a little competition as each side takes over the stage for a bit. Mm-hmm. So let's have a bit of fun then. What does your college do?
Mine?
Yeah.
We're going to do Auld Lang Syne. Because no one knows the words to that Auld Lang Syne. But okay. it gives everyone that feeling of finality and of wistfulness that I really need, and not bloodshed and horniness.
Sure, just roll plus nothing. This is just to see how they do.
Yep. Let's see. Nope.
Okay, yeah. It's a little slurred, a little drunken, which is normal for Auld Lang Syne. Vadis, what does your college do?
Queen, we will rock you.
Oh, nice. Go ahead and just give me a roll plus nothing. All right, nice.
Everybody loves the boom, boom, ch- boom, boom. Ch-
Mortimer, what does your college do?
I have no idea. I got it. They do an a cappella version of Night on Bald Mountain.
Oh, nice. All right, yeah, give us a roll.
Not that great.
Okay. And Solomon, what does your department do?
These jackasses are probably doing the time warp or something.
Nice. All right, give us a roll.
That's about right.
So the School of Elements breaks segues into from We Will Rock You to We Are the Champions.
Oh, nope. Sam Connolly gets the artifacts department together. They do a nice barbershop quartet sort of thing, a cappella version of a Bon Jovi medley.
Oh god, how well do they do?
So yes, Bettis's department segues into We Are the Champions.
Universal cheers. Yep. And those are the only departments that are there. Notably missing was the
Paraveterinary department.
Yeah, paraveterinary department. They almost never send anyone.
The foresight department.
And the foresight department.
They knew we were going to lose or what goes on, so they never send anyone.
Yeah, it's like next time the foresight department skips a party, maybe we should go.
Were the alchemy students sick due to a lab explosion?
Of course. All right, so you guys have successfully kept the raw emotional level from boiling over, and you're steering. You somehow feel Mr. Mortis, the first rays of sunlight as it creeps upon 6 o'clock, and you know it's your cue to do your spell, in which you know something has to die.
The kid that got banished to that banished, and then he kept coming out all night of the penalty box. He's gonna get it.
Okay. give us a magic roll.
Oh God.
Sorcery?
Yes.
Yeah. I succeed. Something goes wrong. So,
yeah, choose.
Do I get a say in how this happens, or?
Yeah, choose.
Okay. So, I will say Michael Jones, and I will point to Michael, and he will seemingly raise into the air. Michael, you have broken the worst precept that exists in this college. You were caught. And then the various, you know, images of the succubuses and whatnot are going to rip dear Michael Jones apart. And we're going to have the song that's playing in Blade during the blood dance, where all the vampires are dancing their little heads off as the blood sprinklers come on. We're going to have that going. And he's going to be ripped apart.
Yeah.
While we dance underneath this.
The last bits of your spell, the illusionary terrain goes away, and the first bits of sunlight start to filter in through the skylights of the gymnasium. You all hear an audible pop as the doors are flung open magically, and good fresh air comes in to move the circulating, sweaty, just heavy... heavily funked up air out of the gymnasium. You guys notice that Sam goes over to the remains of the kid, mm-hmm. has taken a broom and a dustpan and seems to be pushing all the parts together, reaches into his pocket, and the kid's made whole again.
Oh, well, good.
He comes over, or they come over and say, I guess you guys got it right. It's never been done this way before. Thought I'd do something to help.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it, Sam. You're a good person. And I appreciate
your help. Sam whispers in your ear. He's going to remember that, though. They pat you on the back.
Well, he shouldn't. I told him to go into the... And he kept coming out. Next time he'll remember. Not to piss me off.
Sam gives you a thumbs up, eyes your back pocket again, gives you another wink, walks out.
Yep. And I'm gonna cradle my head in my hand. Go, thank God it's over.
Who won? One of the best parties I've ever been to, man.
Who won our competition, Bert?
So here's the breakdown. You guys were the only group of professors that decided to do anything about the tradition. And try and save student lives, which, you know, you guys are sometime during the next week, the dean visits you briefly in the classroom, perhaps just looks through the little window in each of your doors and gives you a thumbs up and a smile.
Oh,
man, I can't wait till next year.
That is a piss pump.
So despite all the modern day making this look like a normal campus and a place of education, Pig Smoke has very deep and old roots, and only the smartest, wisest, and most cunning of students actually ever make it to be wizards. And so, yes, there's really a high death rate that goes on.
Mm.
But, you know, things can change, and you guys have taken a step towards that. So what you find out is when all the votes come in, there's actually a three-way tie.
Oh.
Vadis, Solomon, and Mortimer III. You three actually got voted as the most popular professor.
Yes.
During
wait, this. Actually, I go yes, and then I go wait. How the heck did that happen? I try to avoid teaching students as much as possible.
Yes. So it's a curse now. They're going to seek you out.
You're popular because you don't teach.
The three of you can have one extra experience for winning.
Woo! What's the threshold for experience again?
Five, I believe.
That takes me to six. So instead, I'll go down to four and mark two tenure. That's how that works, right?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the threshold for tenure?
11? The 11th one is when you retire.
Get it.
Yeah. When you get it and your character no longer.
Which I do have something planned if anyone actually is trying to max out their tenure track.
It sounds like he is. I'm the one who hasn't done any tenure.
I haven't done that either.
Nor have I.
I actually imagine that Vadis has been an educator here for a long time. It's just now he's actually a professor.
No, Vadis had to be new. As new as everyone else, because the old crew, the old professors were all wiped out almost to a man or yeah,
they're all dead.
Yeah, all dead or disappeared. Could be that Vadis was not a professor beforehand, but was on the campus for another. Yeah,
exactly that. He was like a TA or something.
Yeah, or maybe you just worked in the labs.
Well, yeah, research adjunct or something.
Yeah, I can go with that. So he could have been around campus longer, but just recently became a professor. All right, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. Feel free to do so.
People survive when Vadis is actually here.
So the underlying thing I'm trying to hit home is that Pig Smoke has a very bloody past, and it continues to be part of its bones. And, you know, you guys can try and change that or go along with it, just depending on what your actions are.
I'm actively trying to change it.
I'm helping when I...
People can't quite tell that.
I'm helping when it's not in the interest of my department.
I'm working with a system.
Yeah. More than one system.
I had the one time where my problem was my department ran out of bodies. I didn't care if they died. It solved the problem because I was in trouble with my department because of that.
Vadis does what he feels like at the time.
So everybody also write this down somewhere on your sheets. So the three of you, Vadis, Solomon, and Mortimer, have a +1 forward to any time you're trying to impress or otherwise get a student to do something. Because, you know, you're the popular professors of the moment.
I would just like to humbly say, this is crap. I was the one. This is so sad.
Seems fair. To me. This is a just and righteous system.
Yep. So Solomon has a +1 going forward. Anytime you want to get your various demons to do something for you, as they made out like bandits during this.
Although I'm not sure how much they hate him for getting them stuck in a place with unable to escape with holy light burning them.
Yep. And last but not least, Galahad, you have a +1 going forward in any interaction with the dean.
If I have to roll with them. But thank you. Yay.
What was that exactly? +1 to interactions with students to get them to do what you want?
Yep.
There, yeah, I so the added
people,
it.
The people that tied all had 4 points worth of use.
Oh, yes.
And then Mortis, you were close, but you ended up with only 3 of use.
Yep, I didn't succeed on my roll.
Yep.
Oh, no, I don't actually think it's bullcrap. I think it...
Oh, no, I get it. No, that's what Mortis thinks.
Yes. Mortis's his pride is wounded by the fact that his cloak of many colors didn't, well, it came off in his opinion.
Yeah, I forgot to I forgot to weave that into the story. But what was going on is your cloak was like reflecting all the emotions of the student. So at the end there, which is showing off these pornographic scenes all over your cloak, and I forgot to weave that in. But that's what was going on.
A question: since we had someone cast a fertility ritual and then we had an orgy, do we need to worry about a high number of student pregnancies?
There may be some academic leave for a bit coming up, possibly.
Sounds like the life and death department needs to do some things.
It's the morning
after. We also do deliveries.
I'm sure the morning after spell will be in high demand. Yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Right. We will. Thanks for running, Bert.
Thanks for running, Bert.